call to order this regular assembly meeting of the City of Burl of Wrangell, Alaska on March 8th, 2016, at 7 p.m. Pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Becky Rooney, and after which, if you remain standing for the invocation to be given by Clay Hammer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't bow our heads. Lord, we want to give thanks this evening for this group of volunteers who have so generously dedicated their time to the cause of serving this community. I pray that you bless and continue to bless them, their families, as well as all of the lives that are touched by their work here tonight. We thank you for the right to continue to meet in this manner, and especially for your love that this God-given freedom represents. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. We have no presentation or anything this evening. Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Blake?
Here.
Persanka? Rooney?
Here.
Decker? Powell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments? Conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict of interest on any agenda item? Consent agenda.
Make a motion we accept agenda with the asterisks 6A, 7A, 7B, and 7C.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Here.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.
I'm here again.
Don't worry, I did it last time.
Item 8, Borough Manager's Report.
Other than the written report, I guess the big thing going on right now is we're working on the city's budget, and kind of in conjunction to, with what's going on with the state, and been working close with the lobbyist in Juneau. And as different things come up, we've testified a couple different times on a variety of things. But we'll just keep following that and see where that's heading. And as we know things, we'll adjust our budget and reflect that in ours and keep moving along. But they're supposed to be done sometime about, I believe, about the third week in April. And so we'll make any last minute adjustments there and probably have a draft budget to the assembly shortly after that. I think at the last meeting in April, I think we'll be able to do that. And then we'll have hearings and different things the month of May, and we can go into June if we need to. But anyway, that's where that's at, and if anybody else has any questions on the written report, I'd be glad to answer.
Thank you. Borough Clerk, final.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything.
Okay, item 10, Mayor Assembly Reports and Appointments. Does any assembly member have any report? Yes.
I went to the meeting Monday night for planning for the Institute property. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend Wednesday night, but one of the things that came out in Monday night's meeting was that in regards to that property up there, up above that mental health clear cut, a bunch of logging up in there, and because of that clear cut during this last storm we had, a lot of our timber got messed up in there. It's been blown over, big old root balls from what I understand. A lot of the old growth timber that was up in that southeastern section, southwestern section up along the top of the line is now down. If we decide, if we go forward with this development and we get somebody up there to log that and sell off that timber as part of the development, it is more than likely significantly reduced the value of that timber. I don't know if there's anything we can do about that or an avenue we can pursue legally, but it might be something worth looking at.
I did have Mike Allen is interested in the blowdown material, so he may be bringing some request to the city. I haven't seen anything yet. He hasn't come in yet, but he's mentioned that he may be interested in that, so.
From what Greg Schiff had said during the meeting, it's quite a mess up there that he had to actually literally crawl hands and knees to get through a bunch of it and get up there and look at things, so it's not a good sight.
Yeah, we better, that timber doesn't last long after it's down, so we ought to get a good one on that.
Jeff, I think he is talking about a totally different place than what was logged, that we allowed him to log. I think that's what Mike is talking about. I think you're talking about out by mental health, by where the S-turns are up on the hillsides up there. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it's the, if you're looking at the Institute property, it's laid out like this with Rainbow Falls on this end, it's this whole upper section.
Oh, okay.
It is up there.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, any other reports? Item 10B, appointment to fill the vacancies on the various cities, boards, committees, and commissions. And we have no letters of interest for any of those, so we'll keep advertising. Next item is appointment to fill a vacancy on the Wrangell Medical Center Hospital Board of expired term ending October 2016. There is no letter of interest for that, so we'll keep advertising for that. Item 11, persons to be heard. There are no persons to be heard. Item 12, unfinished business. 12A, approval of a second amendment to the facility lease agreement between the City of Wrangell and Charles Jenkins that extends the lease 5 years.
Make a motion to approve the second amendment to the facility lease agreement for Yard Lot 2 between the City and Borough of Wrangell and Charles Jenkins that extends the term an additional 5 years to expire on December 21st, 2020.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item, that finishes up unfinished business. We go on now to item 13, new business. 13A, proposed ordinance number 915, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 3.04.035, absence from meetings, and section 3.05.050, teleconferencing of the Wrangell Municipal Code. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading ordinance number 915 and move to a second with a public hearing on March 22nd, 2016.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I just have a question. On under section B, participation of mayor and assembly members by teleconference, number six. At the very last sentence is confusing to me. The first part talks about the four times that you can be absent, I'm sure. I don't get the if the participation doesn't count toward the two consecutive regular meetings limit on the participation by teleconference, what does it count for? I'm very confused by that.
Go ahead.
So, yeah, so this is one that the attorney actually had put together, and it just by teleconference went out of town on municipal business. Okay, so that's basically saying what it kind of says now, that if you're out of town, then out of town on municipal does not count toward the fourth. Okay, so it's saying that it, say if you're out of town, you're at an AML meeting, and you call in telephonically and you participate, that would not go against you.
But that's in a different place.
This
talks about the four times.
Are you in the same section?
Yeah, right.
This talks about the four times that you can't be absent from a meeting in 12 months, right? Isn't that the first part? What's the second part about? It should count towards the two consecutive regular meetings limit, because I thought there was, you can't teleconference in more than two times. I guess I'm confused about that language. It's really weird.
I think the purpose of that is that people aren't going out of town and staying out of town and calling in and being counted as being present. You have to physically be present to be for the way this is.
No, if you call in telephonically and you participate and you vote, that does go towards your attendance. That counts towards your attendance. It doesn't count toward the quorum because you have to be, if the quorum is physically present.
Right.
However, if you are out of town on...
But it does count towards one of your times you can tell.
Yes, that you can call in.
Yeah,
however,
I get that.
If you're calling in, if you're on city business, if you're at conference or whatnot and you call in, it's my understanding that does not count.
But that's in another place. What I don't get is these two consecutive regular meetings.
That means that
you can't be gone more than a month.
You
can't call in more than twice in a row.
So if you're gone for, say, a month and a half, you're going to miss three meetings, and you decide to call in for two meetings, you can't call in the third meeting.
So
okay,
if you were at AML,
then you could.
Called in, you could call in that meeting and then call in for the next two meetings.
Correct.
And it
yes.
would be okay. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Did not read this language right.
Well, the attorney got involved.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of the Fourth Amendment to the Facility Lease Agreement between the City of Wrangell and Stephen Keller, doing business as Keller Marine Repair, that extends the lease 5 years.
We'll move to approve the Second Amendment to the Facility Lease Agreement for Yard Lot 4, the City and Borough of Wrangell. And Stephen Keller, DBA Keller Marine Repair, that extends the term of the lease 5 years to expire on January 31, 2021.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of the Fourth Amendment to the Facility Lease Agreement between the City of Wrangell and Tyler Thompson, that extends the lease 5 years.
Move to approve the Second Amendment to the Facility Lease Agreement for Yard Lot 3 between the City and Borough of Wrangell and Tyler Thompson, that extends the term an additional 5 years to expire on December 21st, 2020.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Can I ask a question? We moved to do the Second Amendment, but you asked for approval for a Fifth Amendment, so I'm a little bit confused.
It should be Fifth.
Okay.
It should be a Fifth.
Maybe we should amend that.
I'll amend it to move to approve to be the Fifth Amendment.
Second.
Any sorry
discussion?
About that.
Any discussion?
That was my mistake.
Okay, hold on.
Assembly members Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, approval of the electric rate increase plan.
Move to adopt the Light Department's plan to update the distribution power plant per system study and the attached plan over a 6-year period without a current rate increase, but to annually review the plan and goals to verify the department's own schedule and report back to the Borough Assembly if the plan is not meeting the goals, to discuss if a rate increase is needed for work to be completed on time.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
So the way I read this is there's not going to be an increase at this time as long as we can maintain the schedule and get the work done.
One There was a rate increase of 7% on July 1 of 2014, and that seemed to have a significant effect on the reserve and to a, in a positive manner. And so at the end of this year, this will be our year two, we'll have a better idea after the year is over to see if that is continuing at that rate or it was a kind of a one-time weird thing. But we think this year will be fine. We've got a big SEPA rebate this year, and if this other rate increase helps, there's kind of a step schedule. And I do want to point out the one thing in my memo in there, there is the risk that it's important that everybody knows about the backup diesel generation. So that isn't planned till year 5 or 6, depending on how the money works. But if we had a winter where you had 0-degree weather for a while, you had a lot of people on electric heat, TIE goes down, we would be, and especially if it went down on a transmission line where maybe you couldn't get help from Ketchikan or somewhere else, we would be hard-pressed to meet everybody's needs. That is the risk, and it's important that everybody knows that. Luckily, we've had pretty mild winters, but that doesn't mean that that would continue. But that is a risk, and if that happens, we would probably have to do some kind of a rolling for that short period of time, hopefully. But just so everybody understands, that is the real downside of not doing something sooner than that. But it does avoid a rate increase, and it gives us some more time to get some of these other distribution things done and hopefully put a little bit of money away for the backup. So, and one last thing in the memo, there was a Clay went to the SEPA meeting and requested some help on the substation. You've all seen that thing, and so they were willing to put up half the money, or $93,000, whichever it works out to. So luckily for that, we're only going to have to pay, you know, approximately half of that. So, and then the next motion will be to authorize the money to order the stuff we need to do it. So anyway, that's about it.
Yeah.
So I'd like to have Clay up here so I can ask him a question.
You know the procedure.
Clay Hammer, 690 Evergrande.
Okay, Clay, you're on the SEPA board too. So, and my question is, Steve brought up something last meeting we had about everybody going to oil, you know, because oil is going to go down. Stuff. Are we in any risk of, if our, this might be a question for Jeff too, risk of, you know, if everybody starts going to oil and using a lot less electricity and stuff, our SEPA's rates are going to go up? I mean, how does this work?
SEPA's rates would not be at risk.
Okay.
Our situation here, it might be, in effect, something of a double-edged sword in that our revenues would go down, but also our load would probably go down as well, and so the need for that extra generation would probably be quite a bit diminished. So, I mean, it would be good, but it would be bad at the same time, I guess. And, you know, how that would necessarily affect us would depend upon how much we did actually lose in revenues. I think that the way things are set up right now, the way that after Jeff has done the numbers, I think that we would probably have enough to continue on with the maintenance program that we have projected over the next 5 years, but we just wouldn't have that additional set aside for the diesel generation. But if we don't need it, it's not that big of a deal.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
I would like to ask Jeff, is all of our buildings that can use diesel going to be burning diesel? I understand, like, the museum still got the boilers in place, but they're not burning diesel. Am I correct or not?
Yes, there's three that can do either or. One is the high school, and they're burning diesel, and they heat our swimming pool.
Okay.
The other one is the public safety building, and we've just purchased a new boiler up there that was needed to burn diesel, and we're in the process of getting that installed. So right now we can't, we can only do electricity. They've got a little problem over here with their fuel tank that we need to resolve, and then they will be able to burn diesel.
Well, the way I understand it, it's going to save the borough quite a bit of money just going with the diesel. We're talking hundreds of thousands a year between the three or four entities that are burning diesel. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly of the amount, but I can tell you right now, with our new rate that we got from Petro, we buy fuel oil at roughly about $1.50 a gallon for heating fuel right now from Petro under our contract, and the school gets the same in the hospital. And it's roughly, electricity is roughly equal to about $2.90 to $3.05, somewhere in that range.
So it's double.
So it's almost double, or if you're burning diesel, it's about half the cost. I think there's a little bit more maintenance and things to do with diesels. It just seems like there's more, a little more maintenance. But the fuel cost alone is roughly about half right now.
Okay.
And the high school is the biggest user of those three by far. So they are doing that.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of a budget amendment for the light department.
Move to approve a budget amendment in the amount of $100,000 for the substation work needed with funding for the light department to share come from light fund reserves.
Okay. Been moved and second. Any discussion? Would you explain this a little better for sure. Just for public?
Sure. First of all, there was a system study done on our distribution system and other things. And in that, there was several things that were identified that were major deficiencies. And one of them was all the stuff that comes together. Clay can probably explain it better, but the stuff that comes together at the substation, and we've all kind of seen the two poles there and things hanging out there, and it looks like it's something that could fall down at any point. And if it does, we would have a major problem in town. So what this does is it's about $180,000 project. SEPA has volunteered to pay $93,000, a limit of that. Or less, or 50% if the amount is less. So we put in $100,000 for our share of it, just in case there's any overruns. And so hopefully once the stuff, the budget is done, we can then, or the budget amendment is approved, then we can order and put out to bid the various things that we need to do to get those things here. And then as soon as we get that done, that will be a priority for the light department to get that changed over. And all those things will be run underground, so you won't have all that structure above. So I think once they're done, it will be a lot better and safer system there. So, and that's kind of the number one thing we have. And then obviously in next year, we'll work on the next thing they've got. And there's kind of a planned out thing of the different parts of the distribution. So we'll budget. When the budget comes out, we'll have that for next year for the next phase of those deficiencies.
We are going to do this work in-house, right?
Okay.
And this is coming from the light department reserves, not from the general fund.
Right, right. And just one last thing, the plan that was done, that plan is based on us doing the work. There may be times or situations that we need some help from a contractor that does that kind of stuff. So there may, but we'd like to try to do as much as we can in-house, but there might be times that we need some extra people or equipment or whatever, or someone just contract to do some portion of it. But like I said, we're going to try to do as much of it in-house as we can.
Does this also include that switch gear?
Hey, Hammer, 690 Evergreen. This is the project right out at the outside of the switch gear. This is the one that we had the conductor fail on this season, and that was that's the underground feed up to that H structure. So yes, to answer your question, yes, that'll take care of the connections that used to go up the riser pole. Instead, it'll come out of the switch gear underground and distribute outward from there.
Okay, thank you.
Does this include any part of the Case Avenue stuff that needs to be replaced?
No, this doesn't get into Case Avenue yet.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hobel, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of a senior tax exemption that was to be received after the March 1st deadline, but before the late filing grace period.
I move to approve the 2016 senior tax exemption for Susan G. Stevens / Ramsey. That was received after the deadline of March 1st, 2016, but before the allowed grace period.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. There is none. Item 15, executive session. We have no executive session. Item 16, adjournment at 7:27 p.m.